Jeffrey Epstein is everywhere in the media. However, there are two things that they are actively trying to suppress: his links to Israel and the President of the United States, Donald Trump.
Me and Jeffrey Epstein, I have nothing to do with that.
Is Donald Trump, the current sitting President of the United States, a former co-conspirator in an Israeli compromat building pedophile ring which ensnared politicians, royalty, and celebrities for a foreign state? This is what you won't see in the media, and this is what they are not telling you. There are around 3 million documents in the Epstein files, and only half of them have been released. US Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche made clear that they have omitted from the Epstein files
anything that depicts or contain images of death, physical abuse, or injury, also not produced.
On the 30th of January, when these latest files were released, there were 5,361 files directly mentioning Donald Trump. As of February the 2nd, there only remains 4,896 files mentioning Donald Trump. Over 460 Epstein files mentioning Trump seem to have been deleted. Let's talk about why that might be. Jeffrey Epstein worked for Israel. That's not my opinion. That's the statement of former Israeli intelligence officer Ari Ben-Menashe, who stated that several US presidents were entrapped by Israel through the activities of Jeffrey Epstein.
They trapped a number of US presidents by using Jeffrey Epstein. The American government is sort of trapped by the Israelis. Jeffrey Epstein is one of their tools to trap them.
Epstein has also been described by his former best friend and mentor, Stephen Hoffenberg, as working for the Israelis. Hoffenberg claimed that Epstein had been introduced to notorious Mossad agent Robert Maxwell by Douglas Lease, a British arms dealer. Maxwell was in the House of Lords in this country and formerly was the owner of the Daily Mirror. He was also known to have sold the promised software to the United States, which contained a backdoor allowing Israel to have access to classified US secrets. Hoffenberg is quoted as saying, Epstein had a deal with the Israelis to gather intelligence and information from people. Maxwell died in 1991, at the same time as several others connected to the promised software scandal. The suspicious death of Robert Maxwell was met with a state funeral in Israel, attended by several key figures from the intelligence services and key political players. According to Stephen Hoffenberg, Jeffrey Epstein boasted about his new relationship with Robert Maxwell. Hoffenberg stated, Epstein told me that Ghislaine Maxwell was going to be the breakthrough to bring him into that orbit, to be able to be part of the agency in Israel, and that's what did occur. At the age of 77, Stephen Hoffenberg was found dead in his home. It was believed that his body had been dead for 7 days before it was discovered. It is also a known fact that Epstein met with former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Barak 30 times between 2013 and 2017, 5 years after he had been convicted as a sex offender. The latest Epstein files contain a secret recording that Epstein made of himself coaching Ehud Barak on how to make money in the private sector. This is while Barak is still the Minister of Defense in Israel. Epstein encourages Barak to compile a list of 40 people that owe him favors from his time in Israeli government. He points out Peter Thiel, one of the founders of Palantir, a company which today has been essential to Israel's war in Gaza. Epstein later contacts Peter Thiel and describes himself in the following way. As you probably know, I represent the Rothschilds. Also in the Epstein files is included an email from Ehud Barak with a pitch for the company Toka. Toka, as an intelligence firm, offers to its clients the ability to hack all manner of smart objects, including alarms, fridges, and other contraptions which may be around people's houses today. It is, in essence, a spy firm. So while Jeffrey Epstein was a human information gatherer, the Epstein files reveal both him and Ehud Barak working to harness technological advancements to their advantage for spying on other people. And this is, of course, where it runs full circle. Because who were key investors in Ehud Barak's Toca, which he launched with Jeffrey Epstein? None other than Andreessen Horowitz, which has funded Donald Trump. Andreessen Horowitz is also one of the owners of TikTok in the consortium that Netanyahu has referred to as our purchase.
And the most important purchase that is going on right now is class TikTok. TikTok, number one.
Then we get into the question of why Donald Trump would potentially be attempting to protect Jeffrey Epstein and this compromat building operation. The answer could be contained in the actions of Jeffrey Epstein's butler, Alfredo Rodriguez. In 2009, he attempted to sell Epstein's little black book, which contained addresses for many people, including 14 different numbers and addresses for Donald Trump. Rodriguez attempted to sell this black book in 2009 to survivors of Epstein to aid them in their legal activity. Inside, Rodriguez circled names which he identified as either co-conspirators or material witnesses to what Jeffrey Epstein was doing. One of the names circled was none other than current US President Donald Trump. Included in the Epstein files is a handwritten note. This handwritten note alleges that Donald Trump was involved in the sale of young women to both Epstein and Saudi Arabia. Was Donald Trump a co-conspirator in this Israeli compromat building pedophile ring? Another name circled alongside Trump was Jean-Luc Brunel. Jean-Luc Brunel was found hanged in his prison cell where the security cameras were not working. Sound familiar? A picture emerged of Jean-Luc Brunel on Epstein's private island wearing a hat which read Israel Army. What we know for sure is not only that Epstein had 14 different numbers for Donald Trump in his black book, but that Trump traveled on Epstein's private plane at least 7 times. According to a 2002 interview with Donald Trump, he commented that he had known Jeffrey Epstein for 15 years and that he was a terrific guy. He's a lot of fun to be with. It is even said that he likes beautiful women as much as I do, and many of them are on the younger side. No doubt about it, Jeffrey enjoys his social life. This could surely indicate some knowledge of the crimes Epstein was later charged with. In fact, within the Epstein files, it shows that not only the FBI took the view that Epstein and his lawyer Alan Dershowitz were assets of Israel, but also that Donald Trump himself had been compromised by Israel through his dealings with Epstein. The Wall Street Journal claimed to have seen a letter from Trump to Epstein sent in 2003. Trump's letter had several lines of text around the outline of a naked woman. The last words of Trump's card to Epstein read, "Happy birthday, and may every day be another wonderful secret." The card was then signed with the word Donald across the waist of the naked woman. So the question has to be asked here. Why would Jeffrey Epstein refer to Donald Trump in emails to Ghislaine Maxwell as the dog that hasn't barked? And why, when journalists bring up the subject of Epstein, is Trump so clearly uncomfortable?
He's dead. He's gone. It's all been a big hoax. It's perpetrated by the Democrats. And some stupid Republicans and foolish Republicans fall into the net.
I don't understand why the Jeffrey Epstein case would be of interest to anybody. It's pretty boring stuff.
These files were made up by Comey. They were made up by Obama.
The question has to be asked. Is the current sitting president of the United States a former co-conspirator in an Israeli compromat building pedophile ring which entrapped celebrities, royalty, and political leaders in its midst? The people need to know. These stories are never covered by the mainstream media, and especially not in this way. It is absolutely vital that Double Down News can count on your support to continue this vital work and exposing the powerful and working for you. So please donate what you can, join up, subscribe to the Patreon now to support Double Down News.